got in trouble fooling around with a pretty woman. She said that she was alone and that I could come by her home. She went out to lunch with me, and a couple of times I took her out to see a movie or two. And never ever thinking that she would do that to me. Every morning, yes, every evening, I used to call her on the phone and tell her just how much I wanted her so. And there is no mistake, my heart would surely break if she should ever say goodbye. My, why? I thought I'd die. Could not survive without her sweet tenderness and her lovely caress. I'm a fool, I confess. I'm telling you that she just left one evening. Didn't even say she's leaving. I went by her house to take her to a dance, and we were going to have a steak, but when I knocked upon the door, there was no answer. Lord, in the morning, don't you know? I'd never even thought that while I was standing around and waiting, she was halfway out of town. I figured maybe she had gone out to the store to get a couple things she needed, cause she knew I'd wait around. I sat down on the steps and smoked a cigarette, cause I just knew that she'd be back in plenty of time. The first thing I knew, an hour, then two, and then three went by. All my cigarettes were gone, and I was wondering to myself, what in the world has happened? When the lady from next door came up to me and said, I know you're the fella that's been coming around. I don't know how this is gonna sound, but Virginia's out of town, and she told me to tell you that she won't be back, cause she has gone off with a lover to get married. Why in the world did she do it? I could have did oh so much for her. Oh well, I guess there ain't no use of thinking about it. I got myself a new gal, and she swear that she's mine.